Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
So every once in a while, you see something on one of your friends' Facebook pages that you're kind of sorry for them, but you still laugh out loud because of it. And Shotgun Jackson, who worked down the hall here for a long time on The Wolf, he just posted a video from his Ring doorbell. I believe it's his. And he lives in Kansas City, Missouri, I believe. And older part of town. And let's just say somebody who works for one of the companies that brings packages to your house, I'm not going to say whether it's the Postal Service, FedEx, UPS, or Amazon, but it's one of them.
Oh, you can see the culprit in the background
I know,
of the video.
I know. And anyway, this woman is walking up with a blue box that looks almost like it would be, you know, it would be one of those, like if you ordered from like a meat company and they had steaks and burgers and stuff in there. It's about that size, you know, so probably like 2 feet by 2 feet.
Small cooler.
Like plastic a small wrap. Or a styrofoam cooler or something like that, yeah. And there's some steps that lead up to Shotgun's house, and she doesn't make any of the steps. She just walks close enough to give it a good hurl.
She's probably 10 feet away, 12 feet away.
Yeah. She shot puts the box up onto his front porch. Literally shot puts it. And then just walks away like, delivered. Yep.
Delivered.
My deed is done.
I mean, how much do you have to hate your job or not want your job to just, because somebody asked farther down, was it fragile? And Shotgun wrote, it was not, but not that that matters. They wouldn't have known that.
You're never going to know what's in that package.
Just chucks
Aren't
it right up to the front door.
Aren't you always supposed to assume it's fragile?
Wouldn't you always assume that somebody has a Ring doorbell? It's not like they're hidden.
Amen.
You put a Ring doorbell on your front door so people know you have a Ring doorbell and don't want to do stupid stuff in front of your house. Anyway, a rural Kansas county has agreed to pay a little more than $3 million and apologize over a law enforcement raid on a small-town weekly newspaper in August of 2023 that sparked an outcry over freedom of the press, according to the paper's editor.
Yeah.
Marion County, Kansas, was among multiple defendants in 5 federal lawsuits filed by the company that publishes the Marion County Record, its publisher, the estate of his late mother, the paper's co-owner, employees of the paper, and a former Marion City Council member whose home was also raided.
And by the way, his mother was alive when they raided the home. And some people think that she died from the stress.
Scott, it killed her. You don't remember that?
I remember.
They raided her house. They also went through her checkbooks, her personal home and the stuff we all have in our home.
Refresh me. That's right. A search warrant tied to the raid, which was led by Marion's police chief.
Yes.
To a dispute between the newspaper and a local restaurant owner who had accused the Marion County Record of invading her privacy and illegal accessing information.
It was over a DUI.
About her and her driving record. Yeah. Huh. Well, they're getting $3 million from the tiny town of 1,900 people.
Well, good luck fixing your roads next year. But you know what? We cannot have the government raiding not just newspapers, her private home, Scott. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is unconscionable what happened to that family. Over a DUI story. Literally over, the paper said, this woman is running, I think she was running for office. Or was she a business owner?
She was a restaurant owner.
And she wants to do this, but she can't because she has this on her record because she had a DUI. That's what started all of this.
And in a tiny town like Marion County, population 1,900, somebody gets a DUI, you got to put something in the paper. That becomes news. If, you know, and if it's a local business owner, a lot of people probably knew who he or she was.
That paper, by the way, has been around for 100 years, hadn't it?
Well, they can retire now. Eric Meyer, who is the paper's editor and publisher, telling the Associated Press he is hoping the size of the payment is large enough to discourage this sort of behavior in the future. Quoting here from Mr. Meyer, the goal is not to get the money. The money is symbolic. The press has been under assault.
He's got a fair point. I mean,
yep.
Leave it alone. Poor and by the way, I think he has some investigating to do.
Oh, you think there might be more stories?
Dig deep into why the sheriff's department was totally okay with raiding a newspaper because some restaurant owner.
Do you not understand the law? Like, that's what is scary about that to me.
See, I don't think that the sheriff's department was independently standing over here in room B and was like, did you hear the newspaper's looking into that? And we got to go raid them right now.
You know, I'm going to use an old adage and add something onto it, which I always have over the years. But there is an old adage that says, never pick a fight with people who buy their ink by the barrel.
No.
And I always add on, or get their airtime for free. Never pick a fight with the local paper. You're never going to win. 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. Hey, if you missed a segment, be sure to check out the Dana and Parks podcast. You can follow us on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over a million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns.
If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.